8:49, that's our time. That means it's Almanac time. We have officially passed the midway mark of 2019. It's July 2nd, 183rd day of the year, 182 left.
How about that?
1843. Now, you've heard of Sharknado,
right?
And how silly and far-fetched and just preposterous that whole thing is. But
yes.
There actually is precedent. It's possible.
It rains sharks.
There
in 1843?
Is a possibility that it is based on somewhat fact, because on this date, 1843, now it wasn't a shark, but it was an alligator that fell from the sky during a thunderstorm in Charleston, South Carolina. So it's very possible that some kind of a funnel, some kind of a cyclone, some kind of an air uplifting event within this storm lifted an alligator off the ground, carried it up, and then dropped it somewhere where there's no way it could have gotten there.
Wow.
And that's how they deduced that it came from the thunderstorm. So, Gator-nado.
Gator-nado.
Gator-nado, 1843. 1937, in the news.
Then to a waiting world came news of disaster as the plane failed to reach tiny Howland Island in mid-Pacific. A British freighter, the Coast Guard, and the Navy sped to the search. The battleship Colorado steaming out from Honolulu under forced draft.
This was the date that Amelia Earhart and her companion Fred Noonan, they were trying to make the first ever round-the-world flight, and they failed to do so. They disappeared over the Pacific.
Right.
1937, Noonan was pronounced dead shortly thereafter, and then they did the same thing to Amelia Earhart, and then, of course, a photo surfaced.
Yeah.
Moses, maybe a year or two ago, and they did a whole, like, an AMC or cable TV special on it. I can't remember what network it was, but there she is on a dock.
Pretty convincing.
With what appeared to be her plane in tow behind a boat.
Right.
Somewhere, was it Vietnam area?
Southeast
Asia. It was among the islands there. Wasn't it?
I thought it was in the Pacific.
Yeah, that's the Pacific,
Southeast Asia. Right. Okay, yeah, going that. Yep, I think that's where it was. It was a very remote island, and it looked pretty convincing.
So that was in 37 and 47.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
This was the Roswell incident.
What year was that?
1947.
Oh, yeah.
The military later said it was a weather balloon. Yeah, right.
Right.
Probably the better example is an explanation would be that it was probably some kind of an experimental plane that the government didn't want anybody to know about, so they used the weather balloon thing. Or, if you believe in aliens, maybe it indeed was an alien spacecraft. And they actually did do an alien autopsy.
If it was a weather balloon, would they have to send it off to another state to have it? Come on.
Certainly not.
Somebody in New Mexico is probably sharp enough to figure, well, you know what? That's a weather balloon.
You've been to New Mexico?
Well, you're right.
1947, that was this date, the whole Roswell thing. And, of course, we had Area 52. And is it 52, right? It's Area 52?
I think so,
because right next to it is Area 51, and that's where they have the that's where they do all the testing on the various carnival rides. Like, that's where they tested the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Scrambler
spider.
And the Spider and all those good ones. Yeah. In 62, Walmart. Sam Walton opened his first Walmart discount city, Rogers, Arkansas. The first Walmart store, 1962. Does that first Walmart store still exist in Rogers, Arkansas, the exact building? I'll look that up.
Yeah,
why don't you look that up, Neil?
Yeah.
If you would like. You don't have to if you don't want to. I don't shop Walmart a lot.
I
go
either.
To Target a little bit more. Call me a Target snob if you want. I do go to Sam's Club if I need, you know, an 80-pack of tuna.
Or a 36-pack
pack of paper towels.
Of Diet Mountain Dew.
Or something like that, exactly. So that was
I wonder when Walmart came to Minnesota, because, I mean, I had no idea they had been around since 62.
No. 90s?
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, yeah.
1964 in the news.
I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts.
Actually, 1973.
You must be thinking.
This song was released by Conway Twitty.
Boom, boom, boom.
This date, 1973, it became the Billboard Song of the Year for 1973. Big hit for Harlan Judkins, a.k.a. Conway Twitty. 1964. Now let's backtrack.
Before an audience of legislators and civil rights leaders who had labored long and hard for passage of the bill, President Johnson calls for all Americans to back what he calls a turning point in history.
LBJ, that turning point in history, signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 in, yeah, you guessed it, 1964. Now, he talked about weather balloons from 1947 in the Roswell incident. We had a little weather balloon news 1982 this day.
See Marineland right now.
Hey, you can see Marineland. They're heading toward, oh my gosh, they're going towards the ocean already. Yeah. Hey, everybody that here says to cut it and get down now. Cut your balloons and come down now. Everyone wants you down now.
The balloon reached 16,000 feet, spotted by two astonished airline pilots. But the craft wasn't moving, so after nearly 2 hours, Walter shot out some balloons with a BB gun and came down fast over Long Beach, the only time he was frightened.
Larry Walters, known as Lawn Chair Larry, this was the date that he took a lawn chair. It was literally one of those lawn chairs with a crisscross kind of fiber, whatever they were, just a cheap lawn chair. And he tied weather balloons, 45 helium-filled weather balloons to it. He took off, and he reached 16,000 feet. He stayed in flight for about an hour. He violated all kinds of laws as far as air traffic control and protective airspace and all this other stuff. He didn't have a pilot's license, but he became famous on this
day. Yeah, he did.
He made the television talk show circuit, was everywhere. That was the state. Not the smartest guy, though. I mean, obviously brave. But he went up there with the lawn chair. He had a six-pack of beer. He had his BB gun and a camera, I think is all he came up with. That's not... Just think, that cheap lawn chair. The cheap metal tubular with the little strands on it.
Yeah.
Not the modern captain's chairs that we have today. It was one of those 70s that you can still buy today. That you see on those porches that are covered with the indoor-outdoor carpeting or the fake artificial turf.
My buddy Mike still got them in his RV.
1997. 1997 on this date.
I've had a wonderful life. I thank God for it.
Tonight, a wonderful life. Remembering Jimmy Stewart.
One of the greatest.
You know you had a good career and affected a lot of people if they dedicate an entire episode of Nightline to you. When you die.
Yep.
Neil, I don't know if you and I don't think they're going to be doing a whole Nightline episode on you or I.
We just hope we get a mention in the Bob Almanac.
On the Almanac and the local Bob FM obituaries.
Right.
James Stewart passed away this date. Beverly Hills, age of 89. So many great movies and performances. Way too many to mention here.
Just awesome.
1997, he passed away. Birthdays now today. Oh, so many shoes. More shoes than anybody could wear in a whole lifetime if they wore a pair for every day of their life. Imelda Marcos is 90 today. The former First Lady of the Philippines. Happy birthday.
Is it TV theme time?
Yes, it is. And you didn't have to die, Sam. You put Jack Klugman together with Robert Ito, and television magic is about to happen.
We're about to enter the fascinating sphere of police work. The world of forensic medicine.
You know that scene where he lifts up the sheet and there's a dead body there and all the policemen collapse? You know who didn't collapse? Sam.
No.
His trusty assistant who would always have to dig underneath the fingernails.
Sure.
Of the body, the corpse. Robert Ito is 80 today. Happy birthday going out to him.
Says 88.
Would you like to do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits!
Polly Holiday, 82 today. That was a famous saying, was it not, Neil?
It was.
Became part of pop culture. Happy birthday, Polly Holiday. She was Flo. Richard Petty, King Richard. Happy birthday to him today. He's 82. Just some of the stats of his racing career. 200 races. He won 200 races during his career. Daytona 500, a record 7 times. He won 27 races, 10 of them in a row. In the '67 NASCAR season.
That's dominant.
Richard Petty, happy birthday, 82. How about Larry David?
What's going on over here?
There's a beached whale. She's dying.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
There's his voice. You'd hear him on Seinfeld. Of course, he was one of the creators of Seinfeld along with Jerry. And then he went on to do Curb Your Enthusiasm. Funny, funny guy, usually behind the scenes, but then he was in front of the camera. And he does a whale of a Bernie Sanders.
Yes, he does.
Impersonation. Larry David is 72. Brett the Hitman Hart.
I just want to say that I am truly the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, whether the American wrestling fans like it or not.
He's the Hitman.
Always modest.
He was the WWF champion, and then he was part of what was called the Montreal... What was that called? The Montreal Screwjob, supposed to beat Shawn Michaels, but Shawn Michaels instead beat him, and he was leaving for WCW. It's quite the event. Anybody who's a historian of professional wrestling would be interested in that. So he's 62. Jose Canseco is 55. No mention of his twin brother, Ozzy, though.
Never quite measured up as far as that. Wasn't Canseco a 40-40 guy, the only guy ever?
Jose was. He also was a...
cheater.
Yes, he's 55 here today.
You know, it's interesting. Neither one of our parents ever got married again. Has Dad ever been close to getting remarried? Never.
She was so cute in The Parent Trap, and then she became a train wreck. Lindsay Lohan. Some of that can be traced back to her parents.
Right.
There she is playing the two twin sisters in Parent Trap and does a wonderful British accent. Lindsay Lohan, 33.
You otherwise irritate or vex me, and guess what? You die.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
Lady, shut up!
She was from Suicide Squad. She was Harley Quinn. And was good in that role.
She was very good.
And there was one of those Tonya Harding movies, too, that she played Tonya Harding in.
Oh, yeah.
And she was perfect for it. Margot Robbie is 29.
All right. On the gone but not forgotten list, we start with former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. If you remember your history books, he was the first black justice to sit on the Supreme Court, born on this day in 1908. One of the greatest television characters, you know, you got your Barney Fifes and some other great deputies, but Ken Curtis as Festus has to be right there.
Like I was saying, I have got plans. I'd like to be obliging and everything.
Festus, you don't have any plans outside of standing around the corner jawing to somebody, do you?
Oh, golly, Bill, Matthew, you know I ain't nobody to take charge of no jail.
Festus, you got to do this for me as a favor. I've got to head to Hayes City right away, and I don't have time to look for anybody else.
Neil, where's Hayes City?
Well, that is kind of like the where they had the... that's where the hangings happened.
Oh.
And the
that's
federal
where the hanging
court,
tree was at.
Yeah, that's the federal court was in Hayes. That's where Matt had to go on many occasions, either to A, take a prisoner there for hanging, or B, go there to appear and testify at a trial.
I think they also had a Papa Murphy's there, so he'd swing by there to pick up a take and bake. Yeah,
right. Ken Curtis was Festus, and, you know, people don't realize he's a fine singer.
He was.
As well in real life, absolutely. Ken Curtis was born on this day in 1916. Brock Peters was in many, many movies, including To Kill a Mockingbird and Star Trek IV, The Undiscovered Country.
I must protest. To offer Klingons safe haven within Federation space is suicide. Klingons would become the alien trash of the galaxy.
Oh, that's quite a...
alien trash.
That's scathing.
It is. Brock Peters is that actor, born in this day, 1927. He gave us the single, the double, and the triple with cheese, please. Wendy's restaurant founder, Dave Thomas, born
in the
Frosty.
Day,
1932. Any idea how many triples you've ordered in your
Not
life?
Not many.
Yeah,
Not
I think
many.
I,
it's a little, that's a little large.
I think I've done
three
one,
patties
or,
is...
one or two.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like one right now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Paul Williams, member of the Temptations, born on this day, 1939. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You must have lost the notes.
Gonna find me a bluebird.
The wind must have blown away Marvin Rainwater.
Oh.
Country music's kind of rockabilly.
Yeah.
He lived in Aitken, Minnesota
for years. I was
going to
say, yeah, he's a Minnesota guy.
Yeah, he wasn't from here, but he moved here. He moved to Aitken. And this was his one big hit. He had some top 20s, but this is the one everybody remembers. It's on all the one-hit wonder country CD compilations that are out there. Marvin Rainwater, 1925.
Now
they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon? Oh, by the way, I need to mention All Request Lunch Hour live today.
Osseo.
At the Legion in Osseo. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Mickey Gilley? Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield, or Rodney Atkins watching you?
Let's go D. White and Buck.
All you need for some.